Postmaster General pauses operational changes until after the election. By Penny Starr on August 18, 2020. In the wake of threats from Democrats and protesters surrounding his homes in Washington, D.C. and Greensboro, North Carolina, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said there will be no operational changes at the United States Postal Service until after the November 3, 2020, presidential election. DeJoy issued the following statement. I came to the Postal Service to make changes to secure the success of this organization and its long-term sustainability. I believe significant reforms are essential to that objective, and work toward those reforms will commence after the election. In the meantime, there are some long-standing operational initiatives, efforts that predate my arrival at the Postal Service, that have been raised as areas of concern as the nation prepares to hold an election in the midst of a devastating pandemic. To avoid even the appearance of any impact on election mail, I am suspending these initiatives until after the election is concluded. He also announced the expansion of our current leadership task force on election mail to enhance our ongoing work in partnership with state and local election officials and jurisdictions throughout the country to help ensure that election officials and voters are well informed and fully supported by the Postal Service. DeJoy has agreed to testify before the House Committee on Oversight and Reform on August 24. It is unclear if that hearing will go forward based on this development. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.